Welcome to the Outside the Business Boxes podcast, where we're talking about how to ignite your business today for the future using systems for everything you do in your business to make your life, your employees' lives, and your customers' lives easier for you to ultimately enjoy your business and, of course, make more money. I'm your host, Chad Murray.
Good morning, everybody here. Thank you for joining Outside the Business Box with Chad Murray. I am your host. This is going to be a mini short podcast. I had 4th of July observance on Monday. I did take all my Monday clients and put them all in between all my Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday clients. And I record on Monday. And so I did not even think about it on Monday to record. So I apologize. So we'll just do a short one. But it is a hot topic that I think a lot of people want to know how to do. And so SOPs, how do you do an SOP? You know, how are you going to try to relay to people what you want done? And how are you going to make it to where it's accountable to be managed? And how are you going to actually just file it somewhere and have it? You know, you don't just take a piece of paper and throw it in your handbook and then tell people to read it every once in a while. I mean, that is what we call the SOP graveyard. If you do not have a system for this, it is just going to, you know, fall to the wayside and go into the graveyard. Might as well stick a gravestone on it. And then all you're going to do is just complain about it that no one ever does it, and you're going to blame everybody else. But really, it's your fault. So how do we fix this? How do you make an SOP? The easiest way to make an SOP is to make a two-minute video, one-minute video, three-minute video. Do it on your iPhone. Do it somewhere where it's fast, it's quick, it's to the point, and you have it right there as a video showing exactly what you do. Then go save it in your Google Drive or whatever platform you're going to use to save it. Put it in a training drive, call it SOPs, and then you got to organize the SOPs the way you, all the videos, to where you want people to watch it. Become, have a training program for them to watch what they do, and you can always buy programs and put videos in and whatever you want to do. Like we use Connect Team, but there's other ones out there you can do to put a training course together for your company for everything. But now you also do want to document it. So what you then do is transcribe the video. Now you do have a piece of paper, and all you're doing is recording a video for 2-3 minutes. You got it down, what you're going to do, transcribe it. Now you got a piece of paper and a video. So you can go put it in your handbook or a training manual. And then you can reference the link to that video if you, another thing to do, to put a video is just have a training video just on YouTube or Vimeo. And so, or Vimo, whatever the hell they're called. And so do that. And you have, and you make it private to where you only give the links out to people who work with you. So they can only acquire it by going to your link. So again, I'll just restate, how do you do an SOP? Take a 2-3 minute video, maybe a 1 minute video. Transcribe it. Go get a YouTube or one of those channel hosting things to put it on. Make it private. Have a special link to it. Transcribe it. Put it in a book. And then you can organize it how you want people to watch it and go to the links like that. So there you go. That's how you do SOPs. And so that's all the time I have today. So, I mean, very quick, easy. And hopefully that's viable to you. So get your mind thinking of how, wow, I can do that. That's easy. I was telling, if you watched Chat with Chad last night, that's on Chimney World and on Facebook. I explained in the beginning, you know, what you don't know, what you don't know, what you might know that you want to know is everyone wants to know how to do SOPs and how do you do it? How do you do it? Well, this is it. Think about it like this. Don't go just make 5,500 videos and then try to organize it. Do one a week. Within a year, you have 52 SOPs and you have a training program. And so do two a week and you got 100 and some, you know, and in 6 months you have, 100 and some, whatever, 55, whatever. You get my picture. So that's all you have to do. So again, that's all the time I have today. And I'm sorry it's going to get late out there today, posting, but hey, it is what it is, and I'll see you next week. Again, watch Surefire Tuesday nights on Chat with Chad. Chat with Chad is on Wednesday night. Surefire is on Tuesday nights. And Bare Hands Pro is your chimney inspection software that doesn't pay me a dime to be on here, but maybe I'll get a discount. Ha. Okay. Thanks, guys. Have a good day.